Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the RotoGrinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's May 1st. It is 2023. We have a six-game MLB slate to talk about here on today's podcast. I'm joined by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, man. Doing good. Glad to come on a Sunday and talk a little baseball to get prepped for the for the Monday slate, obviously, and I mean, so a much smaller slate on a Monday, I feel like, than I'm used to, but nevertheless, man, there's money to be made in DFS streets, and we are here to help you do just that.
Yeah, fun slate. I mean, pitching is bad. Can't wait to get into breaking down these pitchers, because let's just be honest, the pitchers aren't great. It will be interesting to see where people end up on pitching. I mean, first thoughts. That was my first thoughts. Sunday, there was a ton of weather that kind of controlled the slate. So I'm excited for the weather to kind of be pushing through. The NASCAR race got postponed to Monday as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a very interesting weekend. It was, dude, I can't tell you the last Sunday that I had nothing going on. It was one of the most relaxing Sundays I've had in months. So, on that end, I feel very refreshed today for the podcast. So, I mean, that's nice. What's up, YouTube? I see you all hanging out, posting in YouTube chat. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the RotoGrinders Morning Grind YouTube page. And, I mean, get in chat with us. Come hang out. Let's have some fun. And, I mean, it's been a lot of fun to do the YouTube live while we're recording the podcast this year. And I hope everyone's enjoying it. I know we have a lot of great chat all the time in there. So before we get into this slate, Will, you got a new something going on this week, man. Tell the people what you got going on here at RotoGrinders.
Look, man, big day for the Chief household. A new pod will be coming to the Roto Grinder streets, man. It's called the Take Your Pick'em podcast. We'll come on every day during the week at 10:30 a.m. And talk you guys through some prize picks, through some underdogs, some thrive. You know, for anybody that's out to pick 'em streets, man, it should be a good pod. Hopefully, it's going to be tons of fun. I'll get some special guests on from time to time. But I think everybody knows my love for this stuff. So it's taking off, man. So first episode is tomorrow at 10:30. So I'm really pumped, man. It's a long time coming. And so thanks a bunch for everybody hanging out with me and, you know, supporting me here at RG. Thanks to Dan and Devin and everybody that kind of was able to make this happen. Stevie. Just everybody. I appreciate everybody. I think everybody knows I love this company, and I'm excited to be able to branch out and do this. So come hang out at 10:30. We'll be live and in color.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I just listen. We talk sports. I enjoy it. You're my friend, and I am very, very pumped for you, my friend. So, yes, if you're listening to this podcast on Monday and you're not live with us on YouTube right now, this will be at 10:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. Chief will be talking pick'em plays for the fantasy streets and the fantasy pick'em sites. I mean, you don't want to miss it. If you have been a part of the prop shop over there on Discord, you know this guy knows this stuff, and he wants to help the community. And, I mean, he's just a good dude, so go check it out. Support him. Support this show. And nothing's changing. Will's still going to be doing the podcast with me exactly. All the time. Nothing's changing on that end. We're still going to be breaking down slates. So you got a lot of love over there in the YouTube chat right now. Thank you, everyone over there. Yeah, let's get into this baseball slate. It's a doozy. It's so interesting, Will. When you have a slate that doesn't have a game under 8.5 total, it's just, you know, it's going to be one of those slates where it's just like, all right, let's see what happens here.
Yeah,
we get started with Cleveland at New York facing the Yankees. 8.5 total in this game. The Yankees, a 134 favorite. We got Quantrill. We got Herman. Let's talk Cal Quantrill first. Usually easy write-off, right? Like, this is a guy that's usually like, hey, we're not playing him. No chance. We have been playing pitchers against the Yankees over the weekend. There was a report that Judge will not play in this game. His first game back potentially is Tuesday. So we already know that, you know, he's not going to play in this game. We know that Stanton's still out. Donaldson's still out. Batter's still out. Do we have any interest in Quantrill, even with all that noise? Any thoughts on him here?
I just meant Cal is just somebody I'm just not playing right now because, Stevie, the strikeout stuff is just fairly non-existent, and even on this slate, I can't do it. I'm out on Quantrill.
Yeah, it's so hard to say, hey, I'm gonna play Cal Quantrill. Like, I still think we really want to focus on like high strikeout pitchers against this team. Even with like Judge out, it's still a solid lineup. I think it's a solid enough lineup where like Quantrill, who has like a 13% K rate, he's just not gonna beat this lineup.
Yeah.
And the game's in Yankee Stadium. Like, you know, that's a downgrade in pitching. So I just don't think I could do it. Herman on the other side of this game, we know Cleveland's on a very heavy strikeout team. They just don't have a ton of power. I mean, Jose Ramirez is one of the top hitters on the slate in general. But outside of that, the lineup, it's not the best lineup. They don't strike out a lot, but they strike out more this year than they have in years past. Any interest in Herman on this week pitching slate?
Man, look, I haven't been one to pick on Cleveland a lot, and I still don't want to. But, Stevie, when I look at the options that I have on this slate, Herman is somebody that does have some strikeout upside. And on this slate, Stevie, at pitching, especially on DraftKings, I feel like we're not looking for 25 points. I think 15 to 20 points, I think we're feeling good. There are some other options against worse teams. I get it. So I don't think Herman is my top play, but I think he's top three for me today. So he's going to be on my list. Once again, Cleveland, tough team. I get it. But this is a weird slate. I'm in on Herman for sure.
I'll be very, very satisfied with like 40 combined points from my pitchers today. I think I'll be happy with 30 combined points from my pitchers today. I don't think anybody is like, I have to play this guy today. No. So, yeah, I mean, Quantrill, no. But Herman, I think he's in play. Like, maybe the strikeout upside goes down a little bit because he's facing this Cleveland team. But he's still a 31% K rate guy. And, I mean, he strikes out lefties just as much as he strikes out righties. He just gives up a ton of power. So, you know, Quan, great at putting the ball in play, but he's not going to beat you with power. Rosario, he's just been bad this year if he's in the lineup. So, Bell, I don't know what's kind of going on with Bell. He's more of like a contact hitter that hits the ball on the ground a ton now. So, I think Herman is just an option today. Like, again, I don't think anybody's a home run pitcher today. We'll talk about like Garcia against San Francisco, and he's probably like the closest option, I think, today. But even him, like, there's downsides to him as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk bats. We'll go Cleveland first. I already mentioned it. Like, Jose Ramirez, even against Herman, I think, you know, if you have interest in Herman, this might be a slate, six game slate, where I play Herman and Ramirez on the same team and feel okay about it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I definitely think I'd be perfectly fine with that call. Overall, with the Cleveland bats, I mean, I don't think I want to stack them today, but I don't mind the one off good hitters like you talked about. You know, Jose Ramirez, you know. I mean, he can get there with the best of them. He can get there multiple ways. I do think, going back to Herman, like, as I'm talking about Cleveland, just in terms of a strikeout upside, like, the team as a whole doesn't strike out a lot, but there's still a handful of bats that he's going to have an opportunity to kick. So that's really why I like him. Not stacking Cleveland. Don't hate Ramirez. Everybody else is fairly low power. I mean, Stephen Kwan can get on as well. He's kind of pesky. I don't hate him, but other than that, I'm really not playing too much from Cleveland today.
Yeah, and teams that you don't have Herman, I think you take shots on like Bell and just kind of hope that, you know, he gets going. That's why this team's so tough. I mean, like, I don't want to play Kwan. He doesn't have a ton of power. I think like the other guy would be Naylor, but like, you can't play them together, right? Like, Bell and Naylor are both first basemans on DraftKings, so you can't like play them in the same lineup together. So like, I really don't want to throw in like a third piece to try to make it work. So yeah, I think it's just one off power, lefty power, against Herman. As far as the Yankees go, I mean, Quantrill is such a hittable pitcher. I think like the lineup's not going to be this great lineup, but I mean, I think that as a secondary stack, I think they're at least in play.
Yeah. You know, so here's the thing. Anthony Rizzo is still in the lineup. I know he's keying a little bit more this season right now, but historically he's been a very low K rate bat. So he's still there. You know, you got Oswaldo Cabrera, who's a switch hitter. He'll be there. You've got Volpe at the top of the lineup that has some stolen base upside. So overall, I think this team could come around. And then what has surprised me about the Yankees this season is Gleyber Torres really isn't striking out much to either side of the plate right now, lefties or righties. And in fact, against lefties, I mean, he's had big time power this year against lefties. No, he's not facing one today. But my point is, I'm really not afraid of a low strikeout guy in Quantrill. So I think that's going to neutralize some of the strikeouts that the Yankees would typically pick up. This is probably a really good stack at home today. I don't mind this team one bit.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the Yankees definitely in play. They're not my favorite stack today, but they're on the board. They're on the board. All right, we got the Cubbies at the Nationals taking on Washington. I said that backwards. You all know what I meant. 8.5 total in this game. Gore against Smiley. I mean, there's potential weather, but it doesn't look like it's going to be bad. So I'm not too concerned about it. We'll have to see what Kevin Roth has to say. I don't want there to be weather. I mean, I really want to go back to the well on Drew Smiley today. He's a guy that I'm just a believer in this breaking ball pitch that he's throwing, and it's working. And he had one bad inning, and I mean, he just San Diego game was interesting for him, but I mean, Washington's a team that's very pick, like a team that you can pick on. I mean, I like Drew Smyly today. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, Smyly at 7,800. He's definitely on the list. And
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Definitely a guy that I think we'll have some interest in. Now, what I will say is Washington, they are striking out a lot less to lefties than righties,
right,
you know, on the season so far. So he's not at the top, but at 7,800 against a team that, Stevie, look, this team, just such little power. Like, that's the other thing, right? So I was watching the – I think I was watching them play the Angels, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was the – No. It was Pittsburgh over the weekend. I'm sorry, it's Pittsburgh. And what happened, Stevie, is they load the bases. It's three on, no outs. And I'm thinking to myself, man, they're about to open it up on Rich Hill. Stevie, they end the inning with zero outs, with zero runs because of the lack of power. Like, that's basically what we're getting here. And so I think, once again, I think Smyly is in play. For that very reason, like, the K rates are low, but I mean, outside of Call, Garcia, and Abrams, I mean, everybody's the ISO, man. It's putrid. So I don't hate it. I think he'll pick up a couple strikeouts. I'm not saying he's going to go for 10 or 20 like he's done in the past. 20 is an exaggeration, but at 7,800, I think he's fine on this slate.
Again, if this is a 12-game slate and we have, like, stud pitchers, he wouldn't be my favorite option today. We also have to remember that, I mean, there's not, like, a home run pitcher today. So I think that, like, Smyly, very much in play. Going to the other side of this game, a guy that has been really solid to start the season, 3.4 xFIP, 31.5% strikeouts. It's hard not to have a little bit of interest here. The Cubs, they do have some power against left-handed pitching, but they also have a lot of strikeouts. I don't think anybody goes, like, complete game shutout today. So just looking at the slate as a whole, I mean, again, like, I'm really happy with, like, 20 points for my pitcher today. And I think Gore is another guy that could potentially do that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on Gore. He's in that range, 8,100. You know, looking over the slate, like, for instance, would I play Gore over Berrios today? I would. So that's kind of, you know, it's just kind of process of elimination. I still don't want to play everyone, but Gore is definitely on my list in the 8K range. I've got, you know, three guys in the 8K range that I want to take a shot on. Probably won't be a surprise who the next one is. But yeah, Gore is definitely on my list for sure.
Mackenzie Gore is the highest priced pitcher on FanDuel. I think on FanDuel, you're going to see Herman, Snell, Garcia get a lot of ownership. I don't think I want to pay that price for Gore, but he is going to be pretty low owned over there. That would be, I think, the only argument you can make is just low ownership for him on that site. Let's talk about bats. We'll go Chicago bats first here. I mean, Wisdom is just a guy, really, like, strikeout or home run type power against left-handed pitching.
Joey Gallo 2.0.
I mean, it definitely, I don't know if it's that extreme, but he's hitting for a ton of power against left-handed pitching this season, and we saw it last year as well. Was in a little bit of a slump, got it going a little bit here over the weekend. What are your thoughts here on the Chicago Bats?
I don't really want to stack them. I think they have a slightly tough time today. You know, if especially if Gore can start dialing up the Ks, you know, I'm not super high on the Cubs in this spot. Once again, though, you talked about Patrick Wisdom. Definitely don't mind hunting for power with him. Like, that's, I think that's perfectly fine. And, you know, Cody Bellinger's he's on a little surge right now as well, Stevie. You know, lefty spot. But all in all, Wisdom is okay. Everybody else is kind of blah. Like, I do think Dansby Swanson is going to pick it up here soon. Like, you know, at some point he's going to start having some big games. At 4,500, I don't hate it. But once again, you know, we're still dealing with one of the higher K-rate pitchers on the slate, so I don't feel like I have to go there.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't know if I'm stacking Chicago here today. I would take shots on Wisdom. Bellinger's hit left-handed pitching really well this year. I don't know if that's going to continue, but he's hitting them at such a good clip with such high fly balls that it's hard not to have a little interest. Yan Gomes has turned back the clock and just absolutely crushed left-handed pitching this season. He's 3,600 as a catcher play that, you know, you could potentially take a shot on here. So, yeah, I mean, I think that overall, maybe a secondary stack for the Cubs for me, but not a full-on stack. And then looking at Washington, I mean, call maybe. I don't think I want to really play anybody else. They're not hitting with a ton of power. Call or Garrett would be the two that I'd be looking at here on the Washington side of things.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This game's in Washington, too. This game's not in Chicago. So, I mean, it's definitely more pitcher-friendly in this ballpark than it is hitter-friendly like it is potentially in Chicago, depending on the weather.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got Blue Jays and Red Sox. 10.5 total in this game. The Blue Jays are 148 favorites. We got Berrios against Kluber. Let's talk Jose Berrios first. He's 8,300, coming off of finally like that like dominant performance that we've kind of been waiting for from Berrios. I mean, gets a matchup here against a Red Sox team that, I mean, just kind of keeps putting the ball in play, Will. Like, I'm a Red Sox fan, and I mean, I didn't expect this year from this team, but they have the lowest strikeout rate in baseball against right-handed pitching. What are your thoughts here on Jose Berrios?
My thoughts are he's looked good so far on the season, Stevie. So this was actually very interesting for me. It kind of caught me off guard. This on the season so far, 3.19x FIP, 26% K rate, a 4.3% walk rate. The 4.3% walk rate for him is really what's interesting, because this is a guy that's been so erratic, right? Historically, has he figured something out? I don't know. But what I can tell you is the Boston Red Sox, as you've already mentioned, they're just not striking out enough for me to trust Jose Berrios. Like, this just isn't the spot, I don't think, Stevie, for us to go out here and trot Berrios out there thinking, oh, you know, we're going to get good Jose Berrios. I don't know if we get good Jose Berrios today. I'm very uncertain. And on a slate where I really don't have to play him anyway, like, I think he's going to sit on the shelf. And I'm saying that, Stevie, because so Kansas City, this was early, got lit up, kind of got touched up by the Angels. Had a great game against Tampa Bay in 77 pitches. Had an okay game against Houston, but then he lit up the White Sox. Like, the White Sox have been striking out against everybody. Houston's been striking out against everybody. And so the main game where we could trust him was this Tampa Bay game. And I, you know, so that was 77 pitches. And they went ahead and pulled him. I'd love to see him go against Tampa Bay again, and I think we get a version of that today in Boston. Against Boston. And so today we're going to figure out, has he fixed it?
I think because of the slate, if you're playing anything more than like three teams, Berrios is in your player pool today. just because of the slate and the pitchers that we have. Like, do I like the spot? Nope, I don't. Am I going to play a guy that potentially has a little bit of a ceiling that finally threw 100 plus pitches last time out? I mean, there's worse options for sure. So I think because of the slate, you could potentially take a shot, but I mean, I probably won't do it because I typically only play three teams. And I mean, he faced a White Sox team that definitely strikes out in a much higher clip than a Red Sox team. So, all right. Corey Kluber. Hey, he's still pitching in the bigs. Hey, he's still not good anymore. Correct. I'm guessing you're on the same page and we're not playing.
Oh, yeah. We're not playing Corey Kluber today. Okay. No.
Yeah. Toronto by far my favorite stack on the slate today. On the road in Fenway, guaranteed nine. Kluber's not good. I mean, I'm not overthinking this spot. This is the team that I want to pay up and get as like a main stack today. And like the good thing about it too is we have cheaper pitching. Like, you know, it's not going to be that hard to make it work. So Boston bullpen, middle of the road. If you get out Kluber early, maybe get the bat into that bullpen. So, yeah, a ton of interest in the Toronto bats here.
Yeah, man, big time. I'm with you. I like Toronto bats as well. Look, Corey Kluber hasn't been good. We don't have to really explain that too much to you. And also, Stevie, Toronto, they don't strike out a lot against right-handed pitching. So, I mean, I think this is a great, great, great spot for the Blue Jays. I mean, they're not striking out that much against lefties this season either, which is a little bit lower, I think, than righties. But even the righties, man, this team, they're fantastic. Love the Blue Jays.
I think you're only – even with, like, the cheaper pitching options, I think you're likely only going to get three of Vlad, Bichette, Chapman, and Springer on DraftKings because, I mean, they're all over 5,500. Mm-hmm. But I think you can get three of them. Like, most days you're potentially getting two, maybe three, but I think today you're getting three, potentially four. I think pitching is cheap enough to, I mean, be able to get that stack. And honestly, I like all of them. I'm really not going to, you know, kind of pinpoint anything. I mean, Varsho, he's still cheap at 4,300. I like what Kirk offers at catcher. Whit Merrifield has been a guy that he's definitely not afraid to steal base here recently. And he's getting on base and he's stealing now. So like, if that's going to be a thing and Whit Merrifield is going to be stealing bases. Yeah. I mean, I think that you have to have some interest in him as well here, on the cheaper end.
Yeah, for sure. Steven, I know you said three, but I think with the cheap guys, you might be able to make it work if you play Kirk and Whit. And you know, and then if for whatever reason, like Biggio were to crack the lineup for some reason, like he's 2,100, probably be in a nine hole. You may be able to get him. I'm not sure. Maybe they also play Brandon Belt today. Like he's been terrible, but maybe they squeeze him in as well. He's 2,300. I'm just saying those are other creative ways to kind of get all the big bats plus some of the smaller price ones.
All right, Red Sox side of this game. I mean, Devers is expensive, but he's one of the top hitters on the slate. Yoshida kind of keeps doing his thing. Verdugo, Duran out of nowhere, just kind of doing it, man. I mean, he's 3,300. He's absolutely crushing the ball. Like, I mean, he is one of the top value plays on the slate, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think for Boston, what I'm doing today with Boston, Stevie, is I'm stacking them in hopes that Berrios has a meltdown. And that's kind of the approach I'm taking. Let's see if he's really improved. Because if not, this low K rate Boston team should make him pay. So that's where I'm at with this. I'm stacking them up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. This is definitely like a very game stackable game. There's a lot of different ways you could build a game stack here. So very game stackable type of game. Just a very expensive game. So like if you are stacking this game, I mean, you're going to have to play some of the cheaper bats too. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to play all these studs and call it a day. yeah, nothing else to really add. Great game. Definitely a game you want to target for bats, not for pitching. Maybe Berrios. San Francisco at Houston, 8.5 total in this game. The Astros, a 200 favorite. Stripling and Garcia. Ross Stripling, 6,400. He's thrown over 70 pitches one time. This is his first start of the season. We're not playing Stripling, right?
Negative.
Houston's not like this great offense this year, but they're still good enough to beat Ross Stripling.
Yeah, can't do it.
Nope. Garcia on the other side. Like this is your like chalky SP1 today, yeah, right?
Gotta be. Like I know San Fran was out in Mexico and just bombs away, but listen, they're back in Houston Tropicana, and I don't see them making much contact. To me, Stevie, this is like them being in Coors for a week, and like now they're coming back to reality, and yeah, things are going to look different. Like I don't see it. I think Garcia has a fantastic day just by them virtually flying back in and having normal hitting conditions.
Yeah, I mean if you're going to be high on Garcia, I don't mind a hedge stack because he is a guy that gives up a lot of fly balls. Really to both sides of the plate and a lot of hard contact. And like the Giants are much better against right-handed pitching than they are against left-handed pitching. And, yeah, you know, with Peterson adding Haniger in there, Haniger's always a guy that hits right-handed pitching really well, but like Wade's been hitting the ball well. JD Davis has been hitting the ball well. Like Yaz has been hitting with a lot of power. So I just want to like note that like, if you are like going heavy on Garcia, I would definitely throw a hedge stack, and you don't even have to do it in like a really like high dollar contest. Just, it's just the Giants they're a team that can beat him. I mean, that's how I'm playing the Giants. Like if I'm playing the Giants, it's a stack spot for me, you know, just yeah, overall. I mean, I don't think I'm going to try to like pinpoint things here. Like Wade's been good. Jock Peterson, we know he has a ton of power. Haniger has been great. You know, since he's come back from being injured. So a lot of potential with this lineup. Garcia is a good pitcher. I mean, yep. I'm not gonna discount like how good he is. The Houston bullpen, they're really close to like a top five bullpen. So I think you're gonna have to like do your damage early and just kind of hope it, you know, plays out the way that you want it to if you're stacking San Francisco. But I mean, again, like Conforto, Jock Peterson, Haniger, a lot of options here if you want to play the contrarian, you know, game theory stack with the Giants today.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And the Giants are kind of the reverse of Washington. Washington has low strikeouts, low power, and the Giants, they're high strikeout, but high power up and down this lineup. So I'm with you 100% there. I don't mind one off from San Francisco. I still don't think I want to stack them, though. I think if Garcia gets going, once again, I'm kind of doing a little bit of the around the corner analysis. This is really more about them coming back from Mexico City. I think they're going to be seeing the ball a little bit different, at least that first game. So Garcia should be able to pick up some strikeouts here.
You would hope so. Houston bats, what are your thoughts on Houston against Stripling here?
As bad as Houston's been, I don't mind stacking them today, Stevie. You know, Stripling has not been good this season. And really, you think he would be slightly better, but I mean, 19% K rate, 4.59 xFIP, you know, giving up tons of power to both sides of the plate. Like I said, Houston hasn't been good, Stevie, but I definitely think this is a team we can stack. They got Alvarez is back. They still got Tucker. They still got Bregman, who I think will come on. Our boy Michael Brantley is in rehab assignment right now. Should be coming back very soon, Stevie. He should hopefully turn this lineup around. Pena's been okay as well. So I think I want to stack Houston today because I don't trust Ross Stripling.
Yeah, I saw a report the other day that like Michael Brantley might be playing some like first base in his rehab. But I know he's getting close. I would assume it's at least another week or two for Brantley. Hey, Jose Abreu has at least one single in five of his last seven games. The single machine just keeps doing his thing. If you like 3 fantasy points a game, You can play Jose Abreu. All joking aside, Tucker, Alvarez, Bregman would probably be my three-man. If they have a cheap bat in there and you don't want to trust Bregman, I think he's the guy that you're like looking at here. I mean, the only problem with doing that like three-man is it's an expensive three-man. So if you're looking at a potential cheap stack on the other side, that's where you would get to Houston. Cincinnati at San Diego. 9 total in this game. The Reds are throwing Weaver. The Padres are throwing Snell. The Padres are a -215 favorite in this game. Any interest here in Luke Weaver?
Man, Stevie, I'm close. Like I'm close to having some interest in Luke Weaver. Here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid he's going to get 8 strikeouts and give up 8 runs. But the K stuff has been there this season to start. But man, can I trust him to not get blown up? He's probably the best option in the 7K range. He is the best option to be in the 7K range, maybe outside of Smiley. I think I'm going to take some shots on him because the upside's there and pray he doesn't get destroyed.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like put it in the same like
exactly
thing same, that you were just talking about back. The Giants
coming back from Mexico City? Yeah. Absolutely. He's 7K.
There's a lot of strikeouts in this Padres lineup too.
It is.
We talked about it a lot this year. There's a ton of strikeouts in this lineup. So
I don't think people realize that if they don't look. Like they look at the names and think they're crushing, but really they're like striking out all the time.
I mean, they hit a ton of home runs too, but they're still striking out 25% clip as a team this year against right-handed pitching. So, like,
yeah.
I mean, you look at it and you're like, all right, this is going to be one of those spots where if Weaver can keep the ball in the ballpark, less like just give up one or two home runs. Give up 2 home runs.
I'll give him 2 clean, 2 solo shots.
Give me 18 points, and I'm so happy. I know, like, I just keep saying this, but, like, I don't feel great about any pitcher. Like, we were just talking about Garcia, right? And I don't even feel great about him because of how much power is in that Giants lineup and how good they've been hitting right-handed pitching this year. So I don't feel good about any pitcher today. I mean, that's just where I'm at. Maybe my research later throughout the day leans on something, but, I mean – Machado's hitting the ball on the ground a ton. Soto's hitting the ball a ton on the ground. Bogarts is hitting the ball on the ground a ton. So there's a ton of strikeouts here.
For reference.
Could Weaver do it? Weaver is really good. I don't know if I'd say really good. Weaver's good. He has good strikeout stuff.
8 strikeouts in both games. Gave up 4 earned in the Pittsburgh game. Gave up 6 earned in the Texas game. And he still scored 17 points and 10 points. And that's giving up 4 runs and 8 runs. Has had 8 strikeouts in both games. He will get the strikeouts. I'm not worried about that at all. In fact, Stevie, the more I'm sitting here thinking about it, he might be my favorite pitcher on the slate. Because I think they bumped him down too much for the Padres, who strike out a ton. I like it. Luke Weaver's, man, whew, like him a ton.
Yeah, and I mean, Blake Snell on the other side of this game is going to be really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah, I mean, and I get why he's potentially going to be popular here. This team is, I mean, they're really not good against left-handed pitching. They don't have a ton of power. They're going to throw a lot of righties at him. And maybe their lack of strikeouts help against a guy that, you know, potentially struggles with walks. Snell, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, Snell is a guy where I really hate playing him, but we just watched, like, Waldichuk strike out 7 against the Reds on Sunday, and I think Snell is a better pitcher than Waldichuk. So could this be the game that he kind of gets it together and goes out and throws a solid game? I mean, sure. And if you look at it, man, like, look who he's had to face this year. Atlanta twice. The Rockies, the Mets, and the Cubs. I mean, he's had 3 or 4 tough matchups there. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe this is the spot, but he's going to be the chalky pitcher here.
What's your cutoff at ownership, right? Like that. So, that to me, I'm kind of going to play the Snell ownership game. Like, if he gets too high, I'm just not going to play him at all. What's, like, your cutoff? My cutoff today is probably around 30%. Do you think he gets to 30? I think he might.
He'll be over 30% owned.
So I'm probably not going to play him today just because he's so small.
I think the chalk like combo on DraftKings is Snell Garcia.
Yeah.
Because you could still get a ton of bats with that combo.
And that's what I'm saying. Like in tournaments, and I'm saying large field tournaments, Garcia's probably going to be higher on the Snell, you think? Or they'll be pretty close.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know. See, Snell's cheaper.
I think Snell is going to be the highest owned pitcher, but I think Garcia is going to be up there as well. I think Snell potentially the highest owned pitcher because people love to play Blake Snell, one, and two, he has the better matchup.
Yeah.
And three, Waldichuk just threw seven strikeouts against the Reds yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. So
Waldichuk's a 15% K rate guy. I know. With Snell's struggles this year, he's still sitting at like 24%. So, I mean, maybe the discount to Snell is the Reds face a lefty 2 days in a row. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah, it's hard for me. It's hard for me not to have interest in Snell, but I likely put him on one of three teams because I hate playing chalk Blake Snell.
Yeah, that's really all it is. Like, I think if I'm going to play Blake Snell, I'm going to play his counterpart in Luke Weaver and just bump up my exposure to Weaver. Because essentially they're the same pitcher today, just Snell has the much better matchup. All right, cool.
But, like, okay, so, Will, like, Snell beats himself here, right?
Right,
like, exactly. You look at this lineup and, like, Fairchild, Stevenson, Ramos, Senzel, Mark Reynolds, like, you know, they don't, or Matt Reynolds, not Mark Reynolds. I'm so used to Mark Reynolds, but Matt Reynolds, they don't beat him. He beats himself in this spot. He beats himself by not throwing strikes and
walking
behind
a bunch of guys.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's what he does, right? He walks four or five guys and he struggles, and that's how he beats himself in this game. Like,
yeah,
I'm not running to play the Reds. I love hedge stacks. I love game theory stacks, but like, I mean, you're just closing your eyes and stacking the Reds if you're playing them today.
Here's Blake Snell's line. I didn't expect to spend this much time in this game. We only got one left, which is cool. Here's Blake Snell's line today, Stevie. Four and a third to five innings, 98 pitches, six strikeouts, and gives up three. That's a classic, and walks three. Like, that's classic Blake Snell. Like, just throws 50 pitches in two innings and just crushes his upside, right? Classic Blake Snell.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean, this is the first spot this year where I'm like, I think Blake Snell can go for 30 plus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I really do, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he scores less than 10. Because, I mean, that's just the type of pitcher he is.
Yep.
Do you have any interest in the Reds bats? Like,
no, I don't.
I know that's the problem, right? Like, who's hitting home runs here? Newman? Oh yeah. Sign me up, baby. Sign me up for some Kevin Newman. He has two home runs against left-handed pitching this season. If you want to play some Kevin Newman.
Good luck.
That was not an endorsement. I will say that Kevin Newman at shortstop at 2,700, batting leadoff against the lefty. With a little bit of power, a little bit of fly balls, maybe you can take some shots on Kevin Newman if you wanted to. Both of his home runs this year have been against left-handed pitching. He's 2,700.
Maybe I take one off Jonathan Emby at second base.
We're doing one off Kevin Newman. Yeah, they're so bad.
Yeah.
Will Myers is out right now, too.
Boy,
India got the day off Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Fresh legs, Indy. I like it.
$4,800. Yeah, I mean, he'll get walked and then steal second and then steal third.
Yes. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's he's like the ultimate one-off wrench play today. Oh, man.
Kevin Newman's the ultimate one-off play. All right, let's talk San Diego bats. I mean, you want left-handed power against Weaver. So I think a lot of people will go to like Soto, and I completely understand why. I think Cronenworth's interesting. I think Carpenter is really interesting in this spot. You know, you mentioned they're coming back from a series in Mexico City. So you're always a little bit concerned about, you know, change in altitudes and stuff like that. And is it going to affect them? Weaver is a good strikeout pitcher, but he also gives up a ton of power. So I think like Carpenter, Soto, Cronenworth, and then like you can always take shots on Tatis or Machado. Machado's hitting the ball a ton on the ground this year, but
Soto,
I mean,
too. 58% on Soto. My God.
Yeah, but Weaver is a fly ball pitcher to lefties. Yeah. So like that actually probably helps him in this spot.
So. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm also going to go ahead and give up my Weaver stat line for this game. Stevie, so Weaver stat line is, let's see here. What do we go with for Weaver? I'm going to say Weaver goes five. You know what? I think Weaver makes it six innings in this game. Seven hits, three runs, walks one. Give me seven strikeouts. That's my Weaver line in this game. All right, back to the San Diego Padres bats. I'm with you on Soto, man. Just K rate's low. I don't hate Xander either, even though he's also, you know, going to hit the ball on the ground a little bit. I don't hate him. You talked about Cronenworth. His K rate's up to 22% this season. The power isn't there like it was. But once again, you know, with him struggling with lefties so much, I don't hate it. And then Matt Carpenter, if he cracks the lineup, I mean, he's got big time power. Like he's actually probably my home run call from this team. Which, you know, his fly ball rate's really up there, but man, the ISO 317, I like him a ton.
Brent in YouTube chat says, I take notes on the podcast and having a hard time writing down Kevin Newman one off. I'm having a hard time writing it down too. But like I just said in YouTube,
Brent,
chat, just in case you're listening on the podcast and you didn't see what I said on YouTube chat, Newman, 250 ISO, 369 WOBA, 11% Ks, 52% fly balls, 90% contact rate against left-handed pitching this season. Yeah. Zero infield fly balls hit this year for Newman. So that's why I said it. I don't want to play him, but he's 2,700. So,
yeah.
All right, we finished this slate, this wonderful slate. Hey, it's been fun. It's always fun. It's always fun hanging out. Remember, if you joining late or if you fast forward or you're listening really fast, Will has a new show coming out on Roto Grinders today. It's going to be Monday through Friday. You check it out at 10:30 Eastern over there on the videos page on the main site on rotogrinders.com. So just hit video, it'd be right there, and go hang out with the Chief. But we finish it out with Phillies and Dodgers, 9 total. Dodgers a 178 favorite. We got Tajon Walker going up against Gonsolin. Tajon Walker, a little bit of a forearm, left game early against Seattle, was actually pitching okay, gave up a couple home runs, but had some strikeouts. Any interest in Walker here going up against the Dodgers?
No, and it's got nothing to do with the Dodgers, actually. It's got everything to do with Walker. I mean, he's only because he's coming off an injury. Him and what's the guy? The guy that's with the Yankees now, came over from San Francisco, Rodon. Him and Rodon just hurt all the time, Stevie. Him, Rodon, James Paxton, they just can't stay healthy. So I'm just going to fade Walker today. I'm not playing.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers lineup doesn't look as scary as it has in years past. They have the second most home runs against right-handed pitching. They have the second highest ISO. They have the third highest WRC+, and the third highest WOBA against right-handed pitching this season.
They're coming around.
While this lineup isn't like, oh, like, dude, Altman's hitting, Jason Hayward of all people is hitting, Muncy's crushing the ball. He has a 500 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. Will Smith is back. Freeman is probably the worst hitter on the team, but his advanced stats are fantastic, and it's just a matter of time before this guy absolutely starts crushing. Betts, like, the top six guys in this lineup are just hitting. They're just hitting every single day. So I don't want to play Walker. I have a ton of interest in the Dodgers. We'll talk about that in just a second. Gonsolin came back. They said it was going to be like an opener situation last time he pitched. He was coming back from an ankle injury. They actually told us that they were going to max him out about 65 pitches. So
65 I mean, on a nose, too.
I think 75 to 80 pitches for Gonsolin here. The Dodgers are usually very conservative when it comes to guys coming back from injury. He had a low strikeout rate. He struggled with walks in that start against Pittsburgh. He's cheap. I don't think I want to play him today.
Nope. You can just go ahead and pull out the office, Jeff. Nope. Don't like that. Not playing him.
And it's not like I'm running to play Philly bats. I mean, Marsh has been a guy that's been a surprise this year. Like, I think he's been one of the biggest surprises on the season for me. He's hitting 341. I mean, just continuing to hit. I think he's hit now in, was it eight of the last 12 games or something like that? A guy that's just hitting the ball really well. So I don't mind him. I never mind playing like Schwarber. Stout, you know, his price kind of caught up. And then, I mean, it kind of topped out around 4K. I mean, he's just hitting too. They're just, I mean, they're not a big power team. Like, they do a good job of like putting the ball in play. But again, like, this is another team that's like a top five WRC plus team against right-handed pitching this season, but they're just not as high as strike, like home run wise.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm always in the running to play Trey Turner, like at 5,400, excuse me. He's just got so much upside on most days. You know, I know he's had a little rough stretch here, but I'm not worried about it. I mean, I think the fantasy points will pick up. I don't see a lot of people playing him today just because of the – I don't think people are going to be stacking Philly, even on this small slate. So he's someone I'm big-time interested in. We talked about Stott, who's, you know, kind of been leading off and stuff like that. Like, I still think he's in play if you decide to stack against Gonsolin, hoping that he's just not right, still coming back from injury.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem, like, against stacking against the – I mean, the Dodgers' bullpen's actually been pretty bad this year. They just have a lot of – they have a lot of, like, right-handed and left-handed arms, so they can really kind of pick and choose. So, yeah, I mean, Trey Turner – I think Trey Turner's interesting for sure. Like, his stolen base ability is always really up there. I know he only has, like, four this year, but he's also hitting 260, so he's not getting on base as much as he has in the past. So,
yeah,
he's going to eventually get it going. Dodgers bats. Man, I like the Dodgers today. They're definitely, like, one of the, like, top three teams for me on this slate. Again, like, they just keep doing it. They're not cheap. I mean, they're not overly expensive. They're not, like, Toronto expensive, but they're still not, like, cheap.
Yeah, and Freddie's down to 4,800. The minute he hits a home run, he's back over 5K. So,
Hayward's today, 25.
Yeah, today is, but I do think today is the day to play the Dodgers if you kind of want to make some interesting stacks, because like you can play Outman, Hayward. You know, they've still got Peralta who's batting at the bottom, Mookie. Will Smith, like, you can mix and match with some of these upper-tier bats or more expensive bats and still get a really quality lineup. And really, Stevie, like, the way they've been hitting, you could almost leave out Betts and Freeman and just play Smith, Muncy, Hayward, Outman. And that would be unique because most people aren't stacking the Dodgers without those two. I'm not saying you have to do that. I definitely think Freeman is going to come around, and I don't want to fade those guys. But I think in a few lineups, if you're building 150, I think that's a good way to do it. Like, just completely fade Betts and Freeman all together and then take these other bats. You know, Peralta, the power isn't there, but the K rate is still at 15%. You know, all he needs is a couple guys on base. And with them not really being able to shift on him, some of the balls he used to hit into the shift, he can just poke it through and maybe he gets a couple runs to come home.
All right. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. We're really close, by the way. I wanted to mention this earlier. We're really close to 500 subscribers on the YouTube page, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. Like, it was me and Devin joking around one day and saying, hey, we should do the podcast live. And I was like, you know, we've had a lot of requests for that over the years. Let's try it. And that's kind of how it went down. So thank you all for supporting. I love it, man. I love the YouTube chat. We're having fun each and every night. So yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone when it comes to that. So, all right, let's play the morning grind game. If you want to play along in YouTube chat, feel free. Will, under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. Who do you got today?
Luke Weaver.
All right. I'm going to go Drew Smyly. Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
Oh, man, so many. I think I got to stay on brand here, Stevie. We talked about this team. I think we like this team. It's a small slate. Give me Jose Berrios.
Yeah, I think he's the option for me. I think just playing the numbers, I think I have to say Blake Snell.
I get it. Get it.
I really think Blake Snell scores 10 or 30. 10 or 30. Like, yeah. No joke. I think that's where he's kind of at. Over 4K to hit a home run today. Who's going yard?
Oh, man. I'm going to try to go off the beaten path here. I've been rolling with this guy, Stevie. He's been great for me. I'm going with Gleyber Torres. He's been hot.
I like it. I think I'm gonna pay up for my home run today. Give me Vlad Guerrero Jr. going up against my Red Sox.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Under 4K to get two hits. Who do you like to get two hits today?
Alejandro Kirk. Give me the Kirkmeister. Catcher.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I was going to joke around and say Kevin Newman just for fun. give me Jaron Duran for the Red Sox. Just hitting. So stack to score six or more runs. Who do you got today?
Give me Houston against San Francisco at home.
All right. I mean, I already said Toronto's my favorite stack today, so I'm not going to pick them. But give me the Dodgers. I really like the Dodgers today. I don't think the stack is going to be too hard to kind of make work. I think that you're probably going to have to leave one of the big bats out. But like Hayward and some of these other cheap bats potentially being in the lineup definitely frees it up enough where you can make it work. So I really like the Dodgers today. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Negative. Been fun hanging out, brother. And we're into a new month now. Let's pump up the profits.
Let's have some fun with it for sure. That's going to wrap it up for Monday's podcast. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. I'm excited, man. Baseball and NASCAR on the same day. Very excited for Monday. So hope everyone has a great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow talking more baseball. Good luck. We'll see you all then.